Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. When we talk about Missouri corn, a lot of the focus is on building demand and strengthening markets. But just as important is building the next generation of leaders in agriculture. One of the ways that happens each year is through the Missouri Corn Scholarship Program, which continues to support outstanding students pursuing careers in agriculture. Joining us today is Missouri Corn Board Member, Scholarship Committee Chairman, and corn grower from Mexico, Missouri, Brian Willott, to talk about this year's recipients and why investing in education on all levels matters to the future of our industry. Brian, thank you so much for your time today. And before we get into the scholarship itself, can you tell me a little bit about your philosophy on investing into the future of agriculture?
Well, we're an agricultural organization that works by doing education. Sometimes we're educating buyers. Some of those buyers we're educating could be domestic, some could be overseas, but we are at the very first step an educational organization that's always to put out the message for the corn farmers of what we're about and how we work. And so our scholarships are just one part of continuing our educational mission.
You use the word investment, and I can see that being described as making sure there is a workforce that continues to be around for the next generation of agriculture. What does investment mean for you?
Yes, that's right. We're trying to build the next generation and keep them in contact with corn. The scholarships we're giving are to students who are either entering college or entering their senior year of the college education. And we want to keep them tied to the corn industry to know more about it and hopefully see that they're, with this financial support, able to continue their passion in agriculture. So we build up that next generation, and that helps us in building these markets for the future.
When you were talking about the scholarship program there, you were mentioning the types of folks that get involved. Can you give me a little bit more detail of how one goes about the process and how that selection goes about?
It's really an amazing group. I got to judge them and see them. People apply to our scholarships every year. The notice goes out there in January and February. You can get the information from our site or perhaps from one of your teachers. And they have to submit an application, which is pretty simple, that just has a letter of recommendation, a transcript, a few brief paragraphs about if you have financial need and what are your goals for the future. They submit that to Missouri Corn. We go through all of the applications, and no one is allowed to see an application from anywhere near their area. Several judges judge every application, and then we total up the points to come up with 7 $1,000 winners.
Is there anything special about this year, something that you've thought about during the process here in 2026 as we prepare for the new crop season?
I was just amazed by the young people this year that applied for our scholarship. It kind of gives you hope. Each new year, you go into planting season, you're going to put these seeds in the ground and hope they turn into something. And the same way with the scholarship applications. If anyone ever complains about the next generation, you haven't seen our scholarship applications. These are some amazing people that are very active in their community and in their school and in their good grades. And they have a hope for what they want to do with agriculture in the future. It's a great springtime activity, this hope for the crop we put in the ground.
I think you touched on it a bit, but could you go into more depth of what a strong candidate that receives this scholarship looks like?
Well, it's not a hard and fast rule. We kind of look for someone that's well-rounded. We give points and score each candidate 3 times by 3 different people. And we're looking for academic success, of course, but also work history, need. What are your plans for the future? How are you involved in activities? And so you see some applicants that are amazingly well-rounded and a little bit of everything. You see some great applicants too that they've, you know, focused on one thing. Maybe someone had to work, but they did it very well and very deeply. So you get a good vision of the total person, I think. And you look for then in their letters, you know, what is it they want the scholarship committee to know about themselves? They get a chance to write to us. And then most interesting sometimes are the letters of recommendation that people submit. And that would be from someone in their community that knows them well and tells us as the scholarship committee why this person would be deserving. It's never easy. It's very difficult to window it down to just seven.
That's really interesting, the way you're describing how some candidates can be more specialized or maybe have a wide variety of talents. That really seems representative of agriculture as a whole, where you'll have very specific niche parts of agriculture that are very specialized and require intense amounts of knowledge. And then you'll have your average farmer who has to have a lot of different hats that they wear all at the same time.
Yep. Nope. That's us in a nutshell. And that's even us in our organization. I mean, there are some people that they're quite specialized on their farm, but they know it top to bottom. Or, you know, you'll have some ag leader, they really, really know river issues and how it relates to corn. I got someone else who really, really understands the trade markets. You have some people that just, they're all about the ethanol. And same way we all work together to get it all done. Same way some of the scholarship applications, you can tell that a young person, they really had to work. They weren't able to participate in every activity, but they did something with that. And they used it to the best of their advantage for their future. And I always give them points. But likewise, a kid that participates widely in a lot of things, is in their community, plays sports, and is in their high school activities. It's good to see the variety of people we have.
Brian, through our conversation, I've noted that education seems to be a really important part of the Missouri Corn mission. Could you tell me about that and why it is?
Well, we're always educating. You know, in today's case, we're talking about educating the next generation of young people to come into these roles in the future. But it's no different than what we do if we're welcoming buyers from another country here and educating them about our farms and farm practices. We love to bring in those buyers, get them out on the farm, build the relationship with them, look them in the eye, answer their questions, shake their hand. That's how we are able to move product and build demand. We build those relationships. And a lot of times we have people visiting our farms who've never been on a farm before. And so it is very much an educational mission. You start out telling them everything from the basics on up.
Brian, we have a couple extra minutes here, so let's jump over to the farm. What are you seeing out in the fields of Missouri? How's your farm doing? Are you seeing anybody getting corn in the ground?
I haven't planted anything yet, but I got a lot of prep work done. We had a pretty good March for getting work done. I'm mostly a no-tiller, but the fields I have to work, I got those done and the soil was really working well. So overall, I'd say we're quite a bit ahead of schedule. And overall, I'd say stuff's going well. I really only know of one cornfield around that is up, but so far it looks good.
Again, congratulations to all of this year's Missouri Corn Scholarship recipients. Brian Willott is on the Missouri Corn Board. Brian, we appreciate you taking the time to join us and for the work you and the committee put into supporting these students.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this episode of Missouri Corn Talk. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. To learn more about the work being done on behalf of Missouri corn farmers, visit mocorn.org. I'm David Geiger. Thanks for listening.